State officials have eased up on some of the restrictions imposed over the past couple of months to reduce the spread of COVID-19, like their recent decision to allow groups of up to 50 to congregate. But Tanana Valley State Fair Executive Director Mala Strohmeyer says she and other organizers worry about trying to pull off a much bigger event.
The jump from a 50-person gathering to a 10,000-person gathering is a pretty big leap.
Strohmeyer says organizers certainly want to stage the event on this, its 96th year, but she says they'll also have to do that while complying with stringent health mandates.
Our most important concern is the safety and well-being of our community. So we are weighing very heavily all of the options involved in having a fair this year.
Strohmeyer says members of the fair's board of directors will continue studying how they might be able to conduct the event, and she says they'll announce their decision in 2 weeks.
We are weighing all options.
The Tanana Valley State Fair was tentatively scheduled to begin July 31st. That's the same day that the Deltana Fair and Music Festival in Delta Junction was supposed to begin. But the fair's board of directors has already announced it's canceled this year's event in Delta due to coronavirus concerns. Board President Paul Meyer says he still holds out hope they can put on at least an abbreviated version of the event a little later in the summer.
We're hoping to have a one-day event in August.
But Meyer says that would only happen if state officials ease up even more on restrictions, especially social distancing guidelines that require people to maintain 6 feet of space between them. And he says right now, that seems unlikely.
From what the state has told me and our local emergency management told me, no, it will not be over.
If the Deltana Fair is canceled, it'll be the first time since 1980 that the event won't be held. Meanwhile, organizers of the Salcha Country Fair say they too still hope to conduct this year's event. The fair board revamped it in 2018 and scheduled it to be held a bit later in August. Board President Christy Abel said Monday she and her fellow board members are waiting to see what the state does before making a decision on whether to hold their fair this year. In Delta Junction, I'm Tim Ellis.